Listen up. Before you step into the water, remember that the swim is about control, not heroics. Set your feet, take a relaxed breath, and roll into a long, steady stroke. Catch the water early, keep the elbow high, and let the fingertips lead. Don't fight the surface. Relax the shoulders, open the chest, and breathe in a smooth three-stroke pattern. Sight low and often, stay on line, and trust that calm is fast. Out of the water, keep that same calm into the bike. Your first job is not power, it is position. Set the bike, clip in, settle your shoulders, and let the legs find a smooth cadence. Start a little conservative, build gradually, and stay inside the power line you trained. Keep the hips stacked, the core quiet, and the hands light. Hydrate before you are parched, fuel before you are hungry, and hold your rhythm through the transitions. The bike is where patience becomes speed. Now the run. When you step off the bike, give your legs a few seconds to adjust. Keep the cadence quick and light, around 180 if it feels natural, and let the arms work without tension. Posture tall, shoulders low, eyes ahead. Do not chase the early surge. Protect your form, manage the first few minutes, and let the second half come. Negative splits are built in the first split, and discipline is the only shortcut that lasts. Race day is not about doing something new. It is about executing what you have trained. Lay out every piece of gear, check the water, check the weather, and arrive early enough to breeze. Take the transition with intent, smooth, efficient, no panic. Pacing is the plan. Swim steady, bike controlled, run strong, and finish with everything you have left. You have done the work. Now trust the process, stay present, and go claim it.